T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on The Fan Upstate.
I would like to have a conversation here about the NBA, and I am going to straight up tell you, because Rob Brown is an open book, that there's part of it that make me a wee bit uncomfortable. But I find it very interesting nonetheless. The NBA's MVP award is at a fever pitch in terms of discussion, right? It is an award that is chosen annually by a panel of media members. It has been that way since the 80-81 season. No race has been decided by fewer than 39 first place votes since Steve Nash edged out Shaquille O'Neal in the 04-05 season. Shaquille O'Neal never let that one go. In fact, he still talks about it to this day. However, even with that being the tightest race, I think this year is going to change that. I think this year is going to be a very close vote. The discussion right now is out of control. A couple of former players turned ESPN analysts got into it about a week and a half ago when Kendrick Perkins and JJ Redick decided to take their debate very public. Now, granted, they do it because that's their job, but they had a very lively debate about whether or not Nikola Jokic is stat padding. Jokic is averaging 25, 12, and 10 a game. 25 points, 12 boards, 10 assists per game. It went back and forth. Jokic, in the middle of that discussion, had another game where he went triple-double on 11 shots in 28 minutes of a blowout win. The Nuggets are 24-0 when Nikola Jokic has a triple-double. That's an insane number. Now, Perkins is an MVP voter. Panel member. He joined last season. He voted for Joel Embiid, and he is making the case that Joel Embiid should be that dude once again. But here is the interesting part of this discussion. Larry Bird got into this discussion. Now, Larry Bird got into this discussion in 2004. There was an ESPN special that featured himself, Magic Johnson, and rookies LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony. So two old guard, two new guard members at the time of the NBA. Larry Bird said, the majority of the fans are white America, and if you just had a couple of white guys in there, you might get them a little bit excited. Now, that comment has been recirculating because Kendrick Perkins made the claim that race has something to do with the MVP award. That when MVP voters see a white dude in the mix for the NBA MVP, they inherently flock to him, as they did with Steve Nash back in that 04-05 season. JJ Redick fired back, said, yo, hold up, wait a minute. The panel is very diverse. It is not a panel that would lean one way or the other, right? And the question mark became, is Nikola Jokic getting the nod, as a lot of us suspect he will, though it is not a guarantee. If Nikola Jokic wins this award, he would become, if I recall correctly, just the fourth guy in history to win three consecutive MVP awards. The others were Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, and the aforementioned Larry Bird. Bird did it the most recently back in 84, 85, and 86. Now, there have been some MVP award years that have felt indisputable. There was no one else that could have won it. In 2016, it was Steph Curry. There was no doubt. In 2013, it was LeBron LeBron James. No doubt. He was not unanimous, but he was overwhelming. And Giannis Antetokounmpo's first MVP in 2019, there was nobody else that could have done it at that point. Now, there are two arguments to this that I find interesting. The first is the concept that nobody likes Nikola Jokic because his game isn't exactly the most exciting in the world, right? He's not a dude that gives you a lot of flash, not a guy that gives you a lot of razzle dazzle. It's pretty much head down, get to the rack, knock down a big three every now and then to remind you, you got to give some space there and dish a few assists from the five spot when defenses collapse on it. It ain't the most razzle dazzle game of all time, but Nikola Jokic averages a triple double. Do you understand what we would be talking about if Ja Morant averaged a triple double, if Kevin Durant averaged a triple double, if Giannis Antetokounmpo averaged a triple double? We would be waiting to put the crown on them as soon as LeBron leaves the throne. Nikola Jokic is doing, but he's doing it in a way that frankly is, unless you're a big Nuggets guy or you're a fan of old school big man basketball, is frankly kind of boring. Now, I was a big man. I love big man basketball. Give it to the dude in the paint, let him go to work, either attacking the rack or collapsing defenses and dissing back to the outside of the guys who can make things work with the basketball. Nikola Jokic's last two MVPs, I would love anybody to dispute the validity, right? I would love anybody to tell me why it is that Nikola Jokic didn't deserve them. This year, you can make the argument last year that Joel Embiid led the league in scoring as a big man. But scoring is one element of the game. Nikola Jokic is an excellent rim protector. He is an excellent passer of the basketball from the inside. He can score from anywhere on the floor. Nikola Jokic is the most well-rounded basketball player, especially at the five spot, that we've seen in a very long time. But there is absolutely a discussion going on, absolutely a question going on about whether or not Nikola Jokic gets his mix because he's a slow white guy. And because voters love to see, in a league where white guys are the minority, love to see that succeed. Love to see a white guy get the props in the league. I would like to think the answer is no, right? I would like to think the answer is no. I would like to think that there's not a situation where people are voting for Nikolai just because he's white. I don't know what else to tell you other than Nikola Jokic is the best player on a Nuggets team that is currently sitting first in the West, 3.5 games clear of the Grizzlies, who in fairness have been without Ja Morant for what, 5 games now? 4 games now? He is the best player on that team. He is averaging a triple-double. The Nuggets are 30-6 at home. They are 518-18 on the road. I would like to think that Nikola Jokic isn't getting the overwhelming majority. I cannot tell you for a fact that there aren't a couple of voters that are or are not giving their votes to Nikola Jokic because, hey, the white guy's doing it in the black guy's league, right? I would like to think that Nikola Jokic is a dude that is averaging a triple-double, that has taken a team, if we are being honest with each other, that doesn't really have the depth of talent that a lot of other teams do. They got some good players. Jamal Murray's a very good player. Caldwell Pope has some great games. Michael Porter Jr. is going to pop up on the top 10 every now and then. But I've got to imagine that Nikola Jokic is getting the attention he's gotten, not because of being a white guy. I've got to assume it's because the dude's putting up triple doubles as an average, man. Like, as an average. Can we not talk about the fact that that is insane? The Nuggets are 48-24. The 76ers are 48-23. All right. Over in the West, the 76ers would currently be sitting at, well, frankly, tied with the Nuggets for first. All right. Actually, I think they'd be a half game up for first. The East is better this year. The Bucks behind Giannis are very good. The Celtics behind the dynamic duo are very good. The Sixers are good. Hell, the Cavaliers are 45-28. The Knicks are 8 games above 500. The East is good. The West isn't bad. You got 3 teams with 40 wins or more. Then there's a pretty hefty drop off. And then from the Suns at 4th all the way down to the Pelicans in 12th, you've got a difference in 4 games total, right? So it's a bigger quagmire, but the elite teams are predominantly over in the East. So the Sixers get a little credit there. But if I took Joel Embiid off of the 76ers and I took Nikola Jokic off of the Denver Nuggets, because it is the most valuable player, right? The individual player who makes his team better. If I took both those guys off their squad, squads. Where do the Nuggets go? Where do the Sixers go? I frankly think the Nuggets go tumbling down list, right? Like the Nuggets are a play-in spot competitor. If I took Joel Embiid off the Sixers are probably still the 8th seed in the East, maybe the 7. I could be wrong. Perhaps there is an overwhelming, a surprising number of voters voting for Joel Embiid because he's a white guy. But I'd like to think that Joel Embiid is getting MVP votes for the third year in a row because Nikola Jokic is getting MVP votes and is, in my opinion, is the most important player on his team, you know, the most valuable player. And that's why he's getting those. Again, I could be wrong, but I've got no reason to think so. I would say that this argument holds water if Nikola Jokic was a guy doing 9-8-7, right? 10-7-5, but still was leading the MVP race. Then I'd think, I'd go, okay, maybe there's something to that. But the numbers he's putting up are incredible. Texas said Russ Westbrook had 4 seasons averaging a triple-double. He has 1 MVP. Right. But again, go back and look. Has there been a point in Russ's career where Russ was the guy? Was there a point in Russ's career that Russ, if you removed Russ from the lineup, the team went tumbling down? I don't think so. I do think for a lot of players, if the MVP matters to you, for a lot of players fighting their way or finding themselves on super teams kind of damages you, right? Like Anthony Davis on a lot of teams, if he's healthy, is the best player in that city. But when he gets paired with LeBron, the argument loses a lot of water. Who's the guy in Denver right now that if I take Nikola Jokic away, we can trust picks up the slack? Jamal Murray? I love Jamal Murray. When the guy's on, he's a great player. But can Jamal do it without Nikolai? No. Can Nikolai do it without Jamal? Yes. Has, will, and continues to. I don't think Nikola Jokic is getting votes because he's a white guy. I think Nikola Jokic is getting votes because the dude averages a triple-double. As a 5, by the way, let's not forget with the Westbrook conversation, Russell Westbrook's a shooting guard. Shooting's in his title. Nikola Jokic is a 5. The last guy to go a season averaging, the last handful of guys to go an average of a triple-double over a season, they're all guards and a couple of power forwards. There's no big men that do that and carry the weight of the team on their back. That's Nikola Jokic.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.